Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I hope and pray that you all had a good July 4th celebration yesterday. You know, today's Sunday, July 5th, 2015, at 6 a.m. Pacific time, which is 9 a.m. Eastern time, and all the other time zones around the world, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. And it's going to be a good segment today. I'm in the hospital once again. Keep me in your prayers. I'm starting to feel a lot better, and I can't wait to get out of the hospital. I was here, I stayed here in this hospital overnight, and I'll see some more doctors today. I'm feeling a lot better, thank God. I had tightness in my chest and some chest pain, and so that's why I went to the hospital yesterday on July 4th, and then I was admitted. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the hospital for security reasons, but anyway, keep me in your prayers. You can call in live right now to blogtalkradio.com, 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. Also, you can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. And coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. That's QUAKEMAN 70. In a few moments, I'll be reading out of the Word of God. The King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Jesus Christ himself said, "Ye must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God." Once you believe God, he will give you the Holy Spirit to indwell within you. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge this world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Also, you can send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's my email, quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, you can call me on my other cell phone that I'm broadcasting right now on blogtalkradio.com. My other cell phone number, 904-575-8797. So that's 904-575-8797, okay? And now I'm going to read out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, a portion of that chapter, verse 1. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Heal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I'm reading out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. And that's a portion of Psalm 119. John 3:16 says in the Holy Word of God, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, he's God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago. He said, "Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let me read more out of Psalm 119. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. That's another portion of Psalm 119. Now listen, you know, I have a holy calling from God Almighty. God commanded me to preach his word, and I'm going to continue preaching his word until the end of my time, whether people like it or not. There are people out there that say, "Oh, what is he doing? Get a job." Well, my job is, it's a holy calling from God Almighty to preach God's word, whether people like it or not. I don't care what people say. What matters is what God says, and that's all that matters. And God has called me to preach. And if people don't like that, well, that's too bad. I'm going to keep, like I said, I'm going to keep preaching God's word, whether people like it or not. And that's my final answer. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I go to Faith Baptist Church. The senior pastor there is Pastor Roland Rasmussen. He believes we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist, and that's how I believe. But not all believers believe that way. They think we're going to be raptured out before the tribulation period, and I don't believe that anymore. We're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. A lot of people on the internet are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I hope not, for his sake, because the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast alive into the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay? Now, I did not vote for President Obama. Thank God I did not vote for him. I voted for the other guy. You know, in 2008, I voted for McCain. I did not vote for President Barack Hussein Obama. That man is a deceiver. He's a liar. And I do pray for President Barack Hussein Obama that he'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord. But if he's the Antichrist, he's never going to repent. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the end days. Hold on, I have a phone call coming in. Stand by. I'm broadcasting live. I'm broadcasting. I'll talk to you later. Call back in about 10 minutes. I'm broadcasting live. Take care. Yes, I had a phone call come in from my mom all the way from Pennsylvania and on my other cell phone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Still got about 5 minutes left of this live 15-minute show on Blog Talk Radio. Now, later on, I will put this segment up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News. That's at symbol GREGORYOFNEWS. That way, you don't have to just catch it live here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can listen to my radio show at any time you like. Also, I'm on YouTube YouTube. Just go to Google, put in GMN, Gregory News Network, and it'll take you right to my YouTube broadcast. That's television on the Internet worldwide. Currently, I'm coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. That's radio on the Internet worldwide. Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest Internet radio site worldwide. And I've been having shows here with Blog Talk Radio since 2013. I've also been with four other radio networks. I've been on the air since 1999. I've written also for five newspapers here in the Los Angeles area. I have to keep my voice down. I'm here in the hospital. But find out more about my network. You can call me anytime after this broadcast, either on my one cell phone, 818-426-6374, or on this cell phone, 904-575-8797. I just moved back here from Florida about over 5 weeks ago. I was gone for about 18 months approximately here from Los Angeles. Now, I've lived in the Los Angeles area 18 out of the last 23 years. I was married for almost 16 years, and then my wife, she divorced me back in November of 2009. I've been trying to reconcile with her, but now I'm looking for another Christian lady to date, possibly marry in the future once again, because my ex-wife, she's not coming back to me. So keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Got married January 7th, 94, here in Los Angeles. 10 days later, the big Northridge earthquake happened. Because of that, God used that quake to get me on the air 5 years after that earthquake. And so I got on the air in 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Check out my main website for my network shows since 1999. All forms of media. I've been with four radio networks. I've been on cable TV. I've written for newspapers. So it's all part of my network, GMN, Gregory News Network. God allowed me to start a church not too long ago called Tribulation Baptist Church. It's an online church, and it's also a street preaching ministry. I preach in different areas here in Los Angeles now, on the streets, and also worldwide on the Internet. I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. This 15-minute live broadcast. You know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He will never leave us nor forsake us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Called of God to keep preaching his word to the end of my time. And, you know, the way I see it with the events occurring in this world today, time is short, ladies and gentlemen. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. Now, I'm going to cut this show short because I'm still not feeling 100%. But anyway, keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. And God bless you. And God is good. God will never fail. We fail. God Almighty never fails. Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting right here from my hospital room here in the Los Angeles area, Los Angeles, California. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast. And so I'm going to be cutting it in short to a 15-minute broadcast. And so you all have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Today's the day of salvation. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? Have a great day and have a good rest of the holiday weekend. Today's July 5th, 2015. Yesterday was July 4th, Independence Day, here in America. And but the things that are happening in America today are not good. You know, the Supreme Court declared in a 5-4 ruling that, you know, they are now for this whole country, for 50 states, same-sex marriage, and that's of Satan, ladies and gentlemen. Same-sex marriage is of the devil. It truly is. I believe in traditional marriage, man married a woman, having children. Amen. Traditional marriage between man and woman. That's the Bible way, okay? This country, you know, has turned its back on God Almighty. Not good. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, going to be wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. I've been on the air. If you need to contact me, you can. Like I said, either on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. Or on this cell phone that I'm broadcasting on, 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. Or send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. Okay, wrapping up, my name is James William Gregory Jr. You have a great day. God bless you. Take care.